You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, August 4th, as the sun is rising here in Jacksonville, Florida. On Wednesday evening, Carnival Cruise Line announced a slew of service changes, and most of them will be permanent. First, the good news. After having been closed for several months due to staffing issues, the Italian restaurant Cucina del Capitano is back open again for dinner across the entire fleet. However, the days of 24/7 pizza are gone for now. Fleet-wide, pizzerias will now be closed between 4 a.m. and 9 a.m., Pizza Plus options will replace the late-night snacks at the buffet area. As for C-Day brunch, that'll now end at noon instead of 1 p.m. And the seven ships that have Ocean Plaza, they'll no longer put out breakfast and lunch selections. Instead, you'll have to go upstairs to the Lido Marketplace. Room service-wise, you'll no longer be able to order by filling out a door menu. Instead, you'll have to place orders by phone. And turning to the restaurants, they'll no longer offer what's known as an occasion cake for things like birthdays and anniversaries. Instead, they'll stick a candle in whatever dessert you happen to order. While these changes are permanent, Carnival says the chocolate buffet offered on the final C-Day is only being paused, and the afternoon tea will return, although there has been no date yet announced for that. Thank God they left money in the budget for those tea bags. And we turn now across the globe, where after nearly 28 months without ships, New Zealand is officially reopened to cruising as of midnight, July 31st. The first cruise ship scheduled to arrive is P&O Cruises Pacific Explorer, arriving from Sydney to Auckland next Friday. Anyone 17 and older arriving by air or sea to New Zealand must be vaccinated. Exceptions include those who are citizens or residents. And Princess Cruises has rerouted more ships away from Skagway as the port continues to deal with the impending rock slide in the port area. Instead of calling to Skagway, Majestic Princess and Royal Princess will visit Icy Strait Point instead next week. On Discovery Princess, it'll swap Skagway for Sitka. As we reported last month, one of the main piers is closed in Skagway because of a potential rock slide limiting the cruise ship traffic. And cruise line stocks were up on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 5%, 9.79. Royal Caribbean up 6, 38.84. And Norwegian up 4%, 12.99. Breaking news and this week's podcast, a review of MSC Lyrica at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have a great Thursday.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.